Question 14. My church has always taught that God gives a person only one chance to accept Christ. If people in the Valley of Decision had even one opportunity to hear about Jesus, does that not count as their one chance for salvation? Answer. As far as I know, there is not a verse in the Bible that says God gives a person only one chance to accept Christ. The Bible, in fact, teaches that God is patient and long-suffering, not willing that any perish. But assuming he does give only one chance, just because people have heard something about a man called Jesus does not mean they really understand who he is. They might have heard that Jesus was a great prophet, or they might have been told that he was a good man, but bad karma from a previous life brought his violent death. They might have even heard a rumor about this man named Jesus who performed great miracles, but they never witnessed one of those miracles firsthand. Those of us who have heard the gospel all our lives are great recipients of God's grace and mercy. We take for granted the number of times we heard the gospel, yet did not take it to heart and repent. We do not understand what it is like to be raised in a certain religion for generations, and then have somebody suddenly come along and preach of another God. Unless the gospel message is accompanied by great signs, wonders, and miracles, or unless the Holy Spirit is drawing them like a vacuum at that moment, it is logical that people would need time to think about this before they reject the religion they have known for generations and choose to serve another God. The Apostle Paul wrote that one plants, one waters, and God gives the increase. We are fellow workers in God's harvest field, but it is God who gives the increase in souls for his kingdom. Here is an example of planting, watering, and increase. One of my missionary friends told a personal story of inviting a Sadhu priest to sit and listen as he preached the gospel to a group of lepers in India. At the end of the message, the Sadhu priest accepted Jesus and lifted both hands. Here is how the missionary told the story. Lifting their hands is something that many Sadhu priests do because they believe their God requires it of them. Some will raise an arm and not put it down for 25 years. They will even use a rope to hold themselves up while they sleep. So I thought perhaps this priest was lifting his arms for that reason. When I asked him, he replied, "No, I am not holding up my arms for that reason. I just received Jesus as my God, and I am holding my arms up because I saw a Christian festival here many years ago. There was an American man named Osborne, and he told everybody who accepted Jesus to lift their arms to worship him. He said that this is what we should do if we love Jesus." The man the priest was referring to was T.L. Osborne. He and his wife Daisy ministered in India and other countries years ago. After all those years, the Sadhu priest remembered that Osborne told people to lift their arms and worship Jesus. In this example, T.L. Osborne planted the seed of the gospel. The Sadhu priest was not drawn to accept Jesus decades ago. However, he must have pondered it and kept it in his heart for many years. Then another missionary came along and watered the seed. Right away, God gave the harvest, or the increase. Weeds will grow overnight, but seeds for a good harvest will first be planted and watered before they sprout and take root. Let us suppose that this Sadhu priest had died before he prayed a prayer of salvation. Do you think he would have gone to hell? Or would he have gone to the Valley of Decision, where he would have had the opportunity to tell people about this God he had heard about named Jesus? I cannot answer that question, of course, because God is the only judge. But it is awesome to imagine that a Sadhu priest might have gone to the Valley of Decision and led other people to Jesus because of a message he had heard preached by T.L. Osborne decades earlier. If the people in the Valley of Decision had never heard anything about Jesus, how could they ever tell anybody else there about him?